52, authorize application to the Department of Homeland Security through its Federal Emergency Management Agency for a grant in the amount of $2,262,091 for self-contained breathing apparatus.
Commissioner Saltzman?
This was an item that was pulled.
Correct.
Who pulled it?
Lightning.
Okay. Well, we have Chief Boone and Jay Guo here from Portland Fire and Rescue to speak to this grant.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Jay Guo, Business Operations Manager for Portland Fire and Rescue.
And my name is Sarah Boone, Deputy Chief Logistics, Portland Fire and Rescue.
Thank you.
So we are here to kind of ask Council's approval for authorization to apply for a grant from Department of Homeland Security in the amount of $2,262,000. This is we have SCBA and their useful life is 15 years, and most of our SCBA is kind of to the end of useful life.
Could you please explain for people who do not know what an SCBA is? Okay. What is it, and why is it important?
Okay. So the SCBA is self-contained breathing apparatus, and is the one thing. It's compressed breathable air that allows firefighters to be interior structural firefighters. Basically, it's required. It's required by OSHA as well as OR-OSHA and NFPA for any city that has a fire department with interior structural firefighters to have a strong respiratory protection program.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Chief.
So this is a kind of a good opportunity to apply for a grant to help us pay for the replacement.
And I'll just add, Portland Fire has done a great job when it comes to budgeting and how we replace components within the whole self-contained breathing apparatus, whether it's our cylinders, whether it's applying for a grant for our face pieces. But the one thing that we were caught off guard, which is an inherent flaw to the brand and model that we have, we've been identifying key issues that are putting our members in harm's way. And this is something we have tracked over the last 2 years, and the issues have been so great that we need to replace all our SCBAs at once.
And this grant helps you do that?
Yes.
And then it's my understanding that our side of the deal here is we're obligated to maintain the equipment up to standard. Is that correct?
Yes.
Very good. That certainly makes sense. Very good. Thank you. We have public testimony on this item. I'm not sure who pulled it. Was this Lightning?
Lightning.
Come on up, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. Again, one of the reasons why I did pull this grant is whenever I see a dollar amount of $2,262,000, I'd like to see that on the regular agenda, only because when I'm looking at the dollar amount, and that just from my position now. Issue number two is that, again, it wasn't really stated on this ordinance on how many self-contained breathing apparatus pieces of equipment we were actually buying. It gives a number here of the $2,262,000, but I'd like to know how many we're replacing. Issue number three is that on the equipment that we currently have, what are we going to do with that? And why that is a concern to me now is that we have in the past donated or given certain types of equipment to Mexico, for instance, on some equipment. And here's my position on why, with this ordinance, I think this all covers that, is that I have, at this point, kind of a concern on the wildfires that we're experiencing in different areas. And I think we need to utilize that equipment instead of maybe donating to someone else, to have that equipment go to certain locations within our state. And it's very important to me that if we have that equipment, such as on properties we've seen that were saved by the firefighters coming in and utilizing their equipment on certain properties in certain locations. If we have this type of equipment that we could actually have some equipment right next to that location and left there and given to them, why don't we do that now? We should not be donating our equipment out of state. We need to understand we need it here now. And that's my point on pulling this item, is that where are these this other equipment, where is it going to go? Can we utilize it in other areas within our state? And let's just not donate it to Mexico. I'm sorry to say, I do not want to be giving any more equipment to Mexico when we need it here now. And so again, everything else looks good on here. I do see you do have a match on this too of a $226,000. And again, I'm in full support of this grant, you getting the equipment. Again, it's just kind of past the point of where everything is going to end up at the end of the day. So again, keep the equipment in Oregon, anything you can, and that's my position. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Any further testimony? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Fritz?
I would hope if it doesn't work that we're not going to donate it to anybody. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaley?
Aye.
Wheeler?
I want to thank the assistant chief and staff for coming up and explaining that. That was very helpful. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next